You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and that is Layla Rahimi. She was nice enough to come hang out. You know, we do a whole segment when Layla gets the urge to do podcasts called Layla's Room. So we get to hang out and talk about this madness. Thank you for doing this. It is much appreciated. The people would not allow me to not now do pods every night. Now that the Bears have won with me doing pods every night.
Yeah, you have to. That's how this goes. Look what you started. You created a monster.
I apparently did. And this has been crazy. Like, I was laughing because I went to go see my parents. And I texted you to be like, hey, you available to do the pod? I went to go see my parents. I come back down my street. I look over. And in front of President Obama's house, there are Bears fans posing and taking pictures. Like, this city right now, Layla, is absolutely lit with Bears fans.
I love it. I love it so much. It just, who doesn't love what happened last night? And you're one of the people who actually knows what a previous Bears playoff win feels like.
Yeah.
Like, we're running out of people at this point because it was 15 years in between wins. To have this happen in the way it happened, I don't know how many more times I can still be surprised by the result of this, but yet again, I'm pleasantly surprised, even though I picked the Bears to win. Grody and Marshall both picked the Bears to lose on our show, and I'm still like, nah, they're not winning. Wait, yes, they are. And they gave me more points than I even thought. I thought it was going to be 28-27, and then it was 31 points that the Bears ended up scoring.
Yeah, scoring 25 in the fourth quarter is ridiculous. And Joe O was on the show, and he's like, you know what? The second half over, like, because of what the Bears have been, the second half over is the thing to hit on, and he nailed it yet again. Watching this team, what for you, watching this team this season continue to do this, because the first couple times we see them do it, we go, this is unsustainable. Like, they can't keep doing this. But now it's been seven times that we've seen them do it. So for you, what's it been like to watch this play out the way that it has?
Well, I wondered how it was happening over and over again, and I joked about it being a procrastination offense. But listen, that's as much on a head coach as it is on players. You know, that's your first 15 not working. I think we've seen Ben Johnson with a bit of bullheadedness when it comes to how he wants his team to win the last several weeks of the season, and it hasn't worked. I think Dennis Allen had a game plan that he had to adjust at the half as well. You know, we've seen, I think, what they thought were going to be ideal plans not go well once the actual game and the kickoff happened. So to see them adjust, and then, you know, you guys went over it with Matt Bowen too, the dagger that was pick your poison of man or zone, just to see everybody adjust the way they have and be able to understand. You can try some stuff and you can teach on the fly, but what is going to win you a ball game when you have the advantage of facing the Packers without Rashawn, without Tucker Kraft, without Micah Parsons? To have these breaks that happen, you still have to win the game. And so you're seeing these adjustments happen real time. But to then hear that in training camp, they had Joe Tooney and Grady Jarrett speak, talking about the 28-3 game, which is how we refer to it now, right? Like, do yes. You even refer to it as anything other than 28-3?
Yeah, like the meme of that is built like a life of its own.
And to consider some sort of karmic retribution happening for them to be able to talk about how catastrophic that game was. And Tooney obviously doesn't think so because the Patriots won. But to have that become something that is, has fueled their comebacks. And for them to believe in it the way they have, you can't say it's not a factor. I know as much as we talk about X's and O's, there's something we can't measure with this team. And I believe that's what we're seeing now.
What's wild about it is the perfect example of the details mattering. Like, that's one of those things of like, it's a fun little nugget for us to be like, hey, Grady Jarrett and Joe Tooney played against each other in that 28-3 game. That's Ben being like, I'm going to use that. Like, those guys' experiences in games that mattered, and it matters. I hope that our team is playing games that matter. I'm going to use that to my advantage. Like, that's thinking ahead. That's thinking steps ahead. And I appreciate that about Ben.
Yeah, it's playing chess while other people are playing tiddlywinks, it seems like. But, you know, you and I both respect Matt LaFleur. He's a good head coach, and we both respect the roster that the Packers put together. And even injured, that was still an impressive group. You know, you and I have talked about Rashawn Gary. We respect him. I think more so than Packers fans appreciated him, and he certainly had his pressure on Caleb Williams yesterday. But still, I don't know how you don't look at it as anything but a failure if you're Green Bay, and how you look at it as just a triumph on the Bears side. I mean, I still can't quite believe it. I know that sounds crazy, but when you consider the feelings that you had watching this first half of the game, how can you not?
We did this exercise on Spiegel and Holmes where Spiegs had come in, and I forget which game it was, but he was like, this is the game. And I'm like, well, hold on. Like, there was also this game, and then there was this game, and then there was this game, and then there was this game, and there was that throw against Cincinnati, and the throw at the end against the Eagles. And there were all of these different games where you could make up your mind about Caleb Williams. The experience of watching it play out again last night, where the Iceman thing, at least on the surface, is real for him. And you're right. It seems unbelievable, Layla, because no one has seen this. Like, no one has seen it be in this spectacular of a fashion. And for them to do it in playoff games outside of Patrick Mahomes. And you know how I'm very careful when it comes to labeling young quarterbacks, comparing them to Patrick Mahomes. But this is what Mahomes did last year. They won so many one-score games. There were so many comeback victories for them. They ended up coming up short against the Eagles. But the Bears doing this and Caleb Williams doing this, you're right. It does seem like it's unreal. You and I have both covered enough bad Bears teams that seeing this play out the way that it is striking.
I mean, how many times did you think about the double doink game while watching this?
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget the cutaway to Matt Nagy's face when that happened.
He was just stunned.
And I couldn't believe it. And he could not hide his facial reaction whatsoever. And he had one of the play cards too. And he, I will never forget that. Just the drop jaw and him being in disbelief. And I remember watching that game with friends and just also being in disbelief that they lost. To be on the other side of this in this way. I mean, for the first time in 15 years, I don't even know what to say. Like, I wish I had more words when it came to the actual feeling of how novel this is and how it really is a moment of change in what you're seeing, and how even the fact that the Bears are facing the Rams and not the Eagles coming up, Eagles lose at home. I didn't think that was going to happen. Already, Ben Johnson is so ahead of how many other head coaches who came before him. Just like that.
Let's talk about Ben and his evolution as a coach. Because I was trying to explain it to my dad. And I'm like, he's a crazy person. And I mean that in the best possible way. His embrace of the city with the Wiener Circle thing, the good, better, best, the way he reacts, the bleep the Packers stuff that was going, wait, this is my podcast, the fuck the Packers stuff that was going on inside the locker room yesterday, the violent handshake of I am done with you, I don't even need this anymore, setting the table for that at the beginning of the year in his first press conference. What this coach has done to raise the attitude of the Bears writ large has been amazing.
Yeah, the handshake, I get it. And apparently, you know, they talked about how they had heard that the Packers wanted them. I think the Packers wanted them for the same reason the Bears wanted another shot of the Packers for the second game. But okay, take it personally.
They did.
You use every ounce of that strength and every ounce of that motivation to somehow win that game? Did Caleb Williams use it on 4th and 8 to throw that prayer with somebody wrapped around his legs to Roma Dunze, one of the wildest throws I think any of us have ever seen? You know, one of the best throws in the National Football League this year. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, if you needed to take it personally, by God, you absolutely did. And you know what I think we're also seeing? I talked about this whenever the Bears played the Steelers and how when Aaron Rodgers leaves, I don't necessarily know that the NFL has a villain to match his caliber.
I like this.
I think we might have a new villain, except he's here.
Yeah. The idea of the Bears being a villain. I like where you're going with this, Layla, because it's rare that a Chicago team actually is good enough to have a league villain, right?
Think about it. I mean, they got the Giants head coach fired, Brian Daboll, immediately after they faced him. You know, they caused other players to speak out. I forget what all the series of events is, but the Bears were becoming a flashpoint of frustration where so many other teams.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
I like that. Like, going forward, I wonder if Bears fans will embrace, like, being the bad guy, because we're so used to dealing with the bad guy, and Aaron Rodgers specifically, him being the bad guy. Yeah, that is a dope concept for sure. It's funny because I literally, like, have in my notes, like, pods that I want to do this week. And one of them is Ben Johnson's epic troll job on Matt LaFleur.
I mean, that is, how are the other coaches in the league not going to hate him after that? Like, don't you remember Matt Eberflus was at a Marquette game sitting courtside next to Matt LaFleur? Like, I think the sentiment for Matt LaFleur toward the previous Bears head coach was very cordial, obviously, so much so that they spent hours next to each other. Man, that is not the case here. I wonder who's standing next to Ben Johnson in the composite, you know, at the meetings that they have.
Yes, when they take the photo together, he'll stand next to Dan Campbell, right? Like, that'll be Dan.
Really?
Dan will have to be the buffer between him and every other coach. Put Ben on the end.
Hold me back, Dan Campbell. Hold me back. always get the big guy to hold you back.
It's the truth. It pays to have a big friend when you get into altercations. But Ben seems like he's ready to throw them hands whenever you're ready. He's ready to throw them hands. And he's done that for the Bears and Bears fans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. You think you've won this game? You think you figured it out? And Ben Johnson will pull a rabbit out of his hat and Caleb Williams will escape you. And the only person I've ever seen look better at escaping the rush than Caleb Williams was the time Micah Parsons himself was playing decoy quarterback for everybody to learn how to try to tackle.
Yes, that's the level of athleticism that we are talking about. Let me get you out of here with your thoughts on this. You deal with Bears fans every day. I mean, you guys on the midday show, you take calls. You guys have great segments where you discuss some of this stuff. What's it been like to take the journey of the 2025 season? And what do you expect over the next week now that the Bears have beaten the Packers to advance?
You know, when you learn behavioral science, it's really hard to not understand how it applies to every single aspect of your life. And the first reaction when you get news or when you experience something, what's usually what you hear? Like if I had said, hey, Lawrence, I'm moving tomorrow, you'd be like, no, what? It's denial, right? It's always denial. And that's not because, you know, you're naturally skeptical. It's because that's how humans work. So it doesn't surprise me that it's taken a long time for all of us to believe that this is really happening in the way it is unfolding in Ben Johnson's first year. And while I don't put my faith into individuals necessarily, I do understand that you have to believe in the success of this team because they will find a way to tell you every single time. And if they don't win the ball game, they're at least going to find a way to show you that they still want to. It's just, how exhausting does it get? You know, I think about the Bulls, for example. They've had seasons where they were playing from down 20. They'd come back, they'd come back, they'd come back. And they tell you it's tiring. You know, it's emotionally taxing. But in football, when you only get 17 of these guaranteed, I don't know, man. What's it going to take for more people to believe this? I hope this was the final last straw that makes you understand and really puts 2018 to bed in a way that should have happened for many people a long time ago. We were comparing the 2018 season as a marker of success for way too long here. And I always thought it was kind of crazy because I'm like, here we are talking about having the hope of a season that still ended in a playoff loss. Well, guess what? Standards have just been raised. It is now not only about playoff wins. It's how far you're going to get in them.
Facts. You are awesome. I thank you so much for being on the podcast. And whenever you want to do an episode where I'm not in your way and bothering you, let me know. And you can
You're not in my way.
I'm just saying.
I put off recording the pod last night because I was too busy texting people until 2 a.m. What time did you go to bed last night?
Man, I had so many people hitting me up. I had people that I hadn't talked to in years hit me up while the game was going on. And it was fun to see the people react the way that they did to it and honking horns and people dancing, like literally dancing in the streets last night. Fireworks, gunshots, all of that stuff that was going on in Chicago after the Bears beat the Packers. Like it was love, and I dug it. Like it was really great to see that and hear my neighbors like going crazy while they're watching the end of that game. It's a dope feeling, and I'm glad that we get to live in the space where we can react to it and bring people in and talk to them about it. And it's great.
For all the memories we have of the 2018 playoffs. And for me, since I moved here in 2015, that was the most real one for the Bears, you know, other than watching stuff on TV. But I wasn't as involved in it. You know, you'd watch and understand the greatness of the peanut punch or the greatness of Brian Urlacher, for example, that Bears defense. You know, you understand the game-changing nature of those teams, but not like this. Not like this where I get to watch every single day and like feel it in such a different way. I don't know. These are uncharted waters for me, man. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know what to do with my hands.
I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to you like tomorrow about like how many people in Bears gear you saw on your walk to work, because it has jumped up exponentially. I went for a walk before the game last night, probably like 5 o'clock. It was everywhere. Like, people were pulling out jerseys that I haven't seen in years, and they were repping it. And I imagine that your walk is going to be filled with people in all sorts of Bears gear.
Well, and they should. I mean, even I have some Bears gear. I just don't talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bought some in the 2019 season.
Might it show up in the studio this week?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Haven't worn it all season. Can't bring that change in the mojo. I switched my laundry over at halftime. That was my change in the mojo. I feel like it worked. Folded my socks at the half. I was like, wow, I got all my socks folded. And the game is resuming. And resume it did.
That's right. There is nothing more satisfying than getting a load of laundry done.
We got a team that frustrates other teams now. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's fun. It's a fun thing. All right.
You're like, you keep telling me, you're like, this is the pleasant time. Like, yes. These are the good times. And I'm like,
it is. This is the fun part. Like, the amount of people who are going to tune, the people that are going to react inside the comments of this episode of the pod. Like, it's fun. It's, we've seen so much, Layla, we've seen so much bad. We've seen so much.
Have the still frame. Please have the still frame be me doing this. And then people are going to be like, are you in your bedroom? And I'll be like, yes.
Yes.
Because life happens there. I sleep. It's great.
And can I just say that it's
put my makeup on with these lights that are uneven, but whatever.
It's also crazy that while the Bears game was going on, oh, Cubs sign Alex Bregman. Too much of the sports.
We have, I mean, Jed Hoyer, do you realize that they were down, was it 21-6? They were down 21-6 at the time that Jed Hoyer, that Jeff Passan, and it was Heyman who had it first, right?
Yeah, Jeff Passan had it first, and then John Heyman, I want to say.
Confirm the details of the contract. And they have deferred money. Like, when are we talking about that this week? Cubs convention is this weekend.
It's
how
wild.
Do we do this?
It's why, and that's what I mean. That's why these are the good times. It's this right here. Like, this is what it is.
The only other comp I have is when the Rangers went to the World Series and the Cowboys were still good at the time. And in Texas, people were like, well, wait, how do we do this? How do we cover a World Series team during Cowboys season, not football season? Although you do cover high school, college, and pro. But yeah, and now I'm like, wait, Cubs convention, Alex Bregman, improvement of the offense, Bears.
There's a lot. You are the best. Layla,
thanks for this therapy session that we are excusing as a podcast.
Thanks for coming back to House of L. It is always appreciated when you jump in here and hang out.
Oh, I would do this more often. You just have to say the word.
All right. I feel like there's going to be more content for us to do. So, well, what do y'all call in Texas? Aunt two? We need some aunt two. Or is
aunt
it,
two.
That's what we got to do.
Aunt two is a big deal, Lawrence. Aunt two comes from inside.
Well, we got to figure that out, like, for Bears and Cubs covers this week. We're just going to need a lot of aunt two.
Yeah, and I have friends in town, too, so I was like, it'll be fine. I'll see you guys.
Nope. Nope. All right, Layla.
And I made these plans a long time ago. It's not like I made them, like, but I didn't think, it's the combination of the Bears and Alex Bregman.
It's going to be so much fun. These are the fun times. Telling you. These are the fun times.
I believe you. These are fun times. I'm loving the not, I don't know what to do feeling right now. It's exciting and new.
It's beautiful. That's what every sports fan hopes for. That's what they hope for.
Yeah. It's interesting.
All right. Stay out of trouble. I'll see you tomorrow. All right.
Sounds good.
That is Layla Rahimi. She is the dopest. We love her, and we are glad that she is part of the House of L family. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks to Remy Martin, as per usual. And I'm going to actually, I didn't tell Layla this, but I'm going to hook her up with some Remy, because the Remy Martin fairy came and dropped some stuff by the remote. And so I got some stuff. So she's going to get some stuff too. Thanks to Remy Martin. Thanks to you for watching. Those of you who are listening on Spotify and Apple, we thank you too. I will talk to you next time. And this week, I'm going to have a couple more guests that are going to drop by. Peace.
Could you hear my neighbor playing the guitar and singing?
No. Oh, really?
It's like right on the other side of the wall.
Oh, no, no. It's all good. No,
it's actually pretty good.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.